Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs in the songs with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Gucci Galore, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Hey.
Marcos?
Yeah.
Marcos?
Yeah.
This man needs to go to what I like to call the Yotes. Senor!
Send this man to the Yotes!
Send him to Utah with the new franchise, as I like to call him, the Utes.
I'm really sorry.
What did you do?
I'm really sorry.
Single-handedly accelerated. Look, I won't be naive to say it's your fault.
He batted those baby blues and used his interview voice.
Mr. Riley.
And now look what you did.
Mr. Riley, did you hear Jimmy Butler? Did you hear what he said, Mr. Riley?
I'm really sorry.
I didn't want this to happen. I said pay him.
You ended it.
What did you think was going to happen if you didn't pay him? I said it the whole time to pay him his money. This man will do. Who knows what he'll do? Leroy.
Hold on. Can I ask? This is serious. You think this was all about the money, or maybe there was a rift between the organization and Jimmy because Jimmy wanted to do basketball the way Jimmy wanted to.
I don't buy that.
Okay.
I don't buy that.
All right. I'm just saying, because him not playing games really seemed to bother Pat.
Oh, yeah. That bothered Pat for sure. But I think, I thought you were talking about Jimmy's comments about how he's being used last night. I was like, Jimmy was talking about his role last night, and I was in the back of the press conference room giving him the Marcos. We know why you're mad.
Mm-mm.
Although it didn't.
This all started. Listen, the money part of it was a factor. But to me, this all started because Pat started getting annoyed by Jimmy not playing games.
I think he was.
Everything else that happened between the two of them is a byproduct of that fact.
I can't disagree with you that it was availability. I think it's the idea that they lost. They lost to the Celtics. That it was over. You know, like they just saw. They got as close as they possibly could.
Look at where the Celtics are. Look at where you are.
And Jimmy, like the master that he is last night, shows up with his middle finger to Pat, which was to show up with Celtics green hair. Or Joker hair, however you want to put it, because he was ready to throw chaos into the blender. But I mean, Shams, you didn't have to write last night this. Butler missed the Heat's first round playoff series loss to the Celtics last season because of a knee injury suffered in the team's play-in tournament victory. After the loss, Butler gave an interview on social media where he indicated the Heat would have won the series if healthy. Quote, If you're not on the court playing, you should keep your mouth shut, Riley said in response to his end-of-season media session. Riley and Butler's relationship has yet to recover, sources said.
Oh, and who asked him that question?
But
who did it?
But the problem is not just that.
You robbed me of mine,
right?
Boy.
What you say, like, and here's, sometimes we concentrate more on what people say than the reality of what that situation is. Because Pat was probably already thinking this, going into all the play-in and all this, all these things, that Jimmy had played 5 or 10 more games, right? We're not in this spot.
They would have been. They probably would have been in that play-in spot for sure.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So think of how Pat is thinking about this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now Jimmy being Jimmy, says, listen, I do what I need to do when I need to do it. Then he gets the injury. So, like, all of this just kind of comes to a head in a series of unfortunate events. But then Jimmy says what he says. And, like, I don't make nothing of it simply because Jimmy's always said stuff like that. Right? Jimmy's always just been out there calling people garbage. And when it's funny, right, then everybody just kind of chuckles and moves on because Jimmy's playing and everything's great. But when he's not, imagine how that could rub Pat Riley.
Of course, I get it. But, like, it's one of these things where, you know, the Heat can't be in a position right now where they're surprised where they're at right now with Jimmy Butler because Jimmy Butler is Jimmy Butler. Like, Jimmy Butler has been this his entire career, and any time that he has not gotten the money that he thought he deserved, things went nuclear. And I think in the Heat's head, they probably thought, it'll be different because we've done a lot together. He's older. There was a, quote, respect of the organization.
You said the same thing about Pat Riley.
Who did?
You, when I said he did the same thing to D-Wade. Oh, this is different.
I didn't say the same thing to D-Wade. What I said was he should
pay. What I'm saying is he did the same thing by not paying D-Wade because he was older.
Right. Well, I wasn't disagreeing with you. My point was he should pay Jimmy Butler because you should know this was going to come down the pipe. Like, you should have known. Like,
but just here's like the, you said, Jimmy's being Jimmy. I'm saying Pat Riley is being Pat Riley. So technically, I mean, if you really want to get down to it, this was inevitable.
It was inevitable. I think two guys
that are the way they are.
Look, here's the thing. We all just fell for a big charade over the last 3 weeks where we were all there. We all fell for a big charade over the last couple of weeks because I think probably somewhere along the way this season. All right, we come into the season. Jimmy Butler is doing all right. We think maybe even the agent comes, you know, all right, Pat, hey, can we do this extension? Nah. Does it again? Okay. Now all of a sudden we have the initial Shams report. And, I mean, you could call Shams and Bernie Lee a couple of owls because those two were in cahoots. Because this little acting job, these two, the acting job that they did on Twitter, you were out of order. You're a liar, Shams. Hey. I mean, it was WWE at its finest. And I gotta give props. It was well played.
Wow.
Then all of a sudden, all right.
Open asked the question.
No, that didn't happen yet. Then all of a sudden, Jimmy Butler, to all of our eyes, said played against the Thunder. He had this game against Detroit. Incredible performance. They lose. Says, I despise losing. All right, have a few days off. Maybe he was fed up in that whole time. I don't know. But remember, they had that layoff between the Thunder game. I don't know what happened.
And everybody was saying, three-day Jimmy.
Three-day Jimmy. Yeah, well, we got it, baby. Thunder coming in. All of a sudden, we all see him twist his ankle. Leaves the game. But then, they're like, nah, he's sick. Okay. Now, people can sit here and say he was really sick or not really sick. Is it crazy to think that Jimmy Butler, in that day break between the Pistons game and the Thunder game, was hoping the Miami Heat were going to trade him and said, hey, to my agent, Pat, let's get this done. And he's going to do it the nice guy way. And then all of a sudden the ankle, who's going to want to trade for Jimmy Butler on a bum ankle? I'm sick. Okay, you're sick. Can't play for the next couple days. Then I have to recondition for a week to come play basketball.
So now they're going right
in the whole way, I'm hoping the Miami Heat trade me. And then what happens? That's like, I don't like the deals out there. Then you have Shams, who's like, Jimmy Butler prefers to get traded. Okay, that's fine. But Pat Riley comes out with a statement, we are not trading Jimmy Butler because he doesn't like the deals. He's not going to be pushed into a deal. We're running out of time here, folks. All of a sudden, the Miami Heat have practice. All right, how many times are we going to sit here with this charade that Jimmy Butler is really sick when I don't think he's really sick? Get to practice. Jimmy Butler tells everybody, I'm in a good place. I'm in a happy place. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to play. I ask him about the statement. Hey, where are those conversations with you and where are things at? And then we get the look. You know, he was all jovial. Ask him about Pat Riley, who he clearly hates his guts now.
It's you.
He gives me that look. Gives me a dismissive next.
And that should anybody else that look?
No.
Okay, no. It's you.
No.
It's
well, you. I mean, you're I don't want to say it's me. Don't say it's me.
Ruined it.
And then you're all of a sudden, we have the Pels game. Okay. Shows up to the Pelicans game. Now, the Pelicans suck. They're a 5-win team. He probably thinks to himself, all right, tell this one to cruise control. Won't try that hard. But the problem is, the Pelicans suck. You could beat the Pelicans with Jimmy Butler not trying. And then apparently, the people just had the audacity to tell him, that was the effort you gave? Oh, how dare you say I not try? Comes back the next day. But people asked me going in last night at the building, what'd you think of Jimmy last night? I said, Mulligan. I'm gonna see what he does tonight. We saw what he did last night. He put that puppy in cruise control, and he basically
was barely moving,
dude. Like right to the corner the entire time, and he puts it under the guise of, "Oh, this is the role I've been given." Mm-mm. Tyler Hero barely took shots last night, dude. Like, I don't know what he's talking about. But here's the thing. I don't like what Jimmy Butler did last night. Just last night. Because I've been pro pay Jimmy. I don't like what you did last night because you've played with those guys, a lot of those guys, for a lot of years. I understand you want your Munyon. Hey, I can't fault you for that. It's still a basketball game. You could have given a rat's ass. This is where he feels like he's been pushed. He felt like he played the nice guy. He did the go away because I'm sick thing. Pat Riley still didn't trade him. So now he feels like he has to throw the Molotov cocktail on the court and make it happen. Okay, will the Heat do it? Now we're at, will the Heat do it? Because he's not going to try playing basketball. He very clearly has shown you. And the report last night was, he told the Heat, trade me anywhere but here. Anywhere but here.
I mean, but this is basically where we are, right? We know Jimmy, we know Pat, right? This probably started when Pat Riley said what he said and then tried to cover it up by saying he's a needle mover.
Yeah, I don't remember which one he said first. I think he said needle mover first and then shut up.
Right. But I knew this was going to be an issue because of how he's always handled these situations.
Yeah. He's cutthroat.
The reason why it has probably become more divisive more than helpful is because Pat Riley probably listened to Jimmy. And say, well, Jimmy's just going to go out and ball out, and then we'll deal with it when we deal with it. And he didn't.
Yeah. Well, I think they had an idealistic position thinking, oh, he wouldn't dog it on us. Maybe in other places, but we've built too much. But
Jimmy, in other words, let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
We went into a situation thinking Jimmy wasn't going to be Jimmy or Pat Riley wasn't going to be Pat Riley.
Correct.
And in the end, Jimmy Butler was Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley was Pat Riley.
As Pat Riley famously said a couple years ago when asked about Jimmy, like, who does Jimmy remind you of? And he said, me. So now we have two confrontational forces who are sick of each other, but yet won't put themselves in bad positions. Pat Riley's not going to take on a bad deal. Jimmy Butler's not going to play hard for you and get himself hurt. What do you do from here? I don't know. Do you just tell him to stay away?
Here's the problem. The problem is this, and this is a bigger issue, and this happens through sports franchises in every sport. They have a lot of young players, guys who are just either starting to come into their own, or guys who have just started playing on a regular basis. How do you handle those guys with Jimmy in the locker room?
Right.
Or agreed. Just going between Pat Riley and Jimmy.
Well, that's going to be Spo's issue, right?
That's the issue, because Spo can only say so much. Spo has never been the guy to ever get irritated at a player.
And I got
to
be honest with you. I think last night he should have. I thought Spo did a bad job last night. I think that Spo last night putting his head in the sand and basically telling the media, you guys are making an easy storyline. I'm like, dude, I understand you never like to call anybody out. I'm not even saying call Jimmy Butler out, but you got to say what's happening. And I think too many times Eric Spoelstra just likes to keep it to basketball, where that dude does wield a lot of power in the organization now. They gave him an 8-year extension. I would have liked him to acknowledge what the hell's going on right now.
Okay, but here's the deal. There is nobody he respects more than Pat Riley.
Of course.
He ain't getting into a conversation or suggestion or comments or anything like that where he then feels he's got to pick a side. And that's why he does that. He's never done it with anybody.
Okay, but you're going to be here long past Pat Riley. Whenever Pat Riley, however many more years Pat Riley has, one, two, three.
Now is not the time for Spo, knowing all of that, to come out and say it with his chest. Right? Now is not the time to come out and just put it all out there, because that'll make it even more out of hand.
We'll take a
break. Don't say nothing, and let them two handle it. I got to coach basketball.
We'll take a break here on the show. You guys get in 305-567-0560 if you want to. We'll take you guys up until 2 o'clock. Lots to dive into the Jimmy Butler saga. If you guys are just tuning in, last night the Heat lose to the Pacers. Ruined tall time, dude. Kalel Ware, 25 points?
Hey, Timbo Slice said trade Jimmy to the lava.
Back after this. Alright, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. It's a Friday. Let's really talk about the bigger issue right now, which...
Yeah, I got an issue I want to talk about.
Are the Panthers in an offensive rut right now? 3 out of 4, one goal or less for the Cats.
Huh. That's the big issue.
Sergei Bobrovsky last night, 37 saves. No one helping him.
Like that?
No one helping him.
That's good. Good call. Make sure all stars in South Florida are happy now that this happened.
Nobody helping Sergei Bobrovsky last night. Does anybody have the real issue here? Schmeathen says, bleep your Panthers talk. Answer for your crimes!
You know, dude.
You know, I really thought it was going to be a great night, because when I walked in to the Arena Bowl with my seat, who do I see? Like an angel just glistening in the building.
A handsome angel?
A handsome angel.
Wow.
You ever see somebody with aura?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it an aura?
Yeah. You ever see anybody with aura?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were supposed to come to see us.
No, that's our Kyara. No,
oh,
Aura's okay. Going to come see us.
Oh, okay.
But you ever see anybody with aura?
Yes.
David Beckham.
Oh, mm-mm.
My God, is he handsome. Wow. Mm. Wow. That dude, I mean, his hair, those cheekbones.
He does kind of glow.
What a face on him. My God, he is good looking.
It's true. It's true.
Anyway, who's on line one?
Ricardo on line one.
Great. Okay. Hey, Ricardo.
Good morning, Tobes, Leroy, Marcos, and Figgy out there.
Hey, buddy.
How are we doing today,
man? You know.
Good.
I wouldn't say good.
How are you doing?
Good.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep this short and sweet, but I'm assuming that we don't necessarily have to, you know, we're not at a gunpoint into our heads to trade Jimmy Butler, right? That's not really the case here.
I think that's what they're trying for, but I don't know.
Like, let's say push come to shove, we could force him to finish out the year, and then he could go wherever he pleases, right?
Not like this.
I mean, I think
that's the whole point.
I think this is kind of Jimmy's move, is like, I'll play here, but... You know, like he said last night, he's like, oh, you know, I'm going to try and do what I can to help my guys win. He said that on Monday or Tuesday, whenever hell the practice was. And he very clearly hasn't been doing that.
Well, to be honest, let's say the trade doesn't happen before our next game on Saturday, I'm assuming he'll be activated. These two guys need to put their pride aside, and someone has to come to a compromise and say, hey, well, one guy said this, the other guy said this, but to be honest, what you're doing right now, what these both guys are doing right now, they're failing their team.
Agreed.
They're letting the other guys down. Like, if you guys do this, you kill your season. Not to say that Tyler can't lead Miami or Bam can't do it or whatever with the other pieces and stuff, but Jimmy's your guy. And this nonsense needs to stop. Like, this is not even about basketball anymore. It's just about attitude. Forget it. You're letting your boys down.
Thanks, Ricardo. So, I agree with you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
This is the report.
Here's the problem, though.
Mm-hmm.
Pat is not playing.
Right. Pat can't affect what's on the court.
Right. And so to say...
Which is why it's Jimmy's, like, that's his red button. Because if he has been trying to get out of here and he has hoped... to keep things cordial, whether you think it's right or wrong, like if he has tried to play the nice guy to get out of here, to make it seem like everything was amicable, look for a deal, and the Heat still won't do it, Jimmy's feeling like this is my checkmate move, is I'm going to dog it on the court and say, oh, it's my role. And he can sit there and say that, oh, no, don't say, I didn't play with effort. It's like, well, dude, we all have eyes. Like, I've watched you play for 6 years, every single game. I know how Jimmy Butler plays. That's not how Jimmy Butler plays. And it's not like Tyler Herro was taking 20 shots last night. Like,
right.
You know, so.
I think because Jimmy is playing on the court and Pat Riley isn't, it looks worse for Jimmy. Right? Because the only people we see and the only person that can affect the game is Jimmy.
The report last night from Shams, Riley and Heat owner Mickey Arison have met with Butler's representation in recent days, attempting to resolve the divide between parties without success, sources said. And by the way, Mickey wasn't in his normal seats last night. I don't know if he's like on vacation or what, but the Beckhams were sitting in the Arison seats. False sense of security. Handsome night.
I thought she was going back on tour.
Posh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, holidays. Maybe after the holidays she is.
Okay.
You know? I don't know. What's up, Leo? Leo?
What's going on, Tobes?
You know. Nothing good.
Nothing bad?
Disagree.
What's your
somebody
home doing?
Call, somebody got to call the old man and wake him up.
Pat Sleepy?
Sleepy Pat.
Hey, man, listen, I understand. I understand Heat fans who are mad at Pat Riley because...
But why?
Because people are upset that they went through this era, they got close, and they feel like they haven't made the moves or made them any significant...
I don't feel that way necessarily.
How do you feel, buddy?
I think Pat's looking out for the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't be paying Jimmy until he's 38, 39, well, and then we're gonna be doing the same thing doing now with a Greer and a Tua.
Well, Leo, then why did you say to wake him up?
He got to get that trade done.
Oh.
Yesterday.
Listen, he swerved me. He's like Jimmy Butler's agent acting on Twitter.
Lies, dude.
Look, I love everybody who's like, look at Shams. It's like, yeah. You guys, like, look, guys, you don't realize we were all okey-doked? Shams is
not
sitting.
Not really. I just know that those guys don't just go on the air and say stuff that they haven't heard.
Right, but I'm talking about Jimmy's agent's tweets.
Right. No, they,
agents lie.
Those two are probably going to eat dinner.
Where does lying rank in agents' jobs? Second to getting my player the most money possible. Lying is number two.
Right. I just think that for me, right, the player can be unhappy, mad that he didn't get an extension, and Jimmy could be mad. I don't have a problem with that. It's just two differences of opinion between the organization and Jimmy. But at no point in time did I ever expect Jimmy to not play.
Right. Right. I didn't think
that's,
he...
That's
And I think
where,
that's what the Heat thought, too.
Let's think of it this way. As great as we think Randy Moss is, remember Randy Moss in with the Raiders?
Yep.
And how did people look at that?
Not great. People thought that he quit on the Raiders.
Right. And so...
And I want to...
That's the only problem I have with this is that our only view of this is what we see on the basketball court. We don't see what Pat Riley is doing. We don't know what Pat Riley is doing. The only person we see in this situation is Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's and that doesn't look like Jimmy. So now we can't necessarily say, if you say, well, this is Pat Riley's fault because he's not doing Jimmy right, Jimmy still is playing basketball.
Kind of.
Right. But no, you know what I'm saying? He still has to play basketball because,
yeah,
like, you can do what you want. You can say what you want about next year's money. What about this year's money?
Well, that's the only thing. And that to me, like, this is not going to ruin my thoughts of Jimmy's legacy with the Heat or anything like that.
Not at all.
I understand why we've gotten to where we got. But, man, you played with Jimmy. I mean, you played with Tyler. You played with Bam. You played with Duncan for 6 years. You played with, you know, Haywood Highsmith for 5 years. You played with all these guys. Man, you're going to go out there and just, like, tank a game? You know, and you could tell, like, I felt bad for Tyler and Bam having to answer for it last night because it's not their problem. It's not like they're, but like, what are they, you know, everybody's so obviously seeing what's going on right now. What do you do? Supposed to talk about how you guys couldn't stop Tyrese Halliburton last night? My God, he couldn't miss. Oh my God. Crazy.
Oh my goodness. What a weird shot, too. And he shoots moon balls.
Moon balls, like, dude.
Holy smokes.
All right. Jimmy, what's going on?
Hi, it's Gordon.
Oh, hey, Gordon. My bad, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey. Listen, I was at the game last night. He's checked out. It's fine. You listen, from my perspective, it's this, and I think it's from a lot of Heat fans. He's exceeded all of our expectations. He was never considered a top 10 player in the NBA. He played like a top 10 player when it mattered, and he got us to the promised land a couple of times. His jersey will go up in the rafters. He deserves it, but he's done. And I applaud the Heat for not getting into a situation where they're going to extend a guy's contract who's not playing at the top of his game anymore, and he's 35 years old, and he's going to put the franchise in a hole where we're not going to be able to get out of. So let's just get what we can get and move on. I mean, we just don't have the pieces around him to win. I mean, that's a bigger question. That's a whole bigger topic. I don't think Bam Adebayo is an answer. If you could get something for him, go get it. I think Tyler Hero is now untouchable. But if you can package Bam and somebody else and get somebody, then do it. But I think this doesn't work anymore. The whole thing's done. And move on. It's great. We had a great run with it.
See you, Gordon.
It's time to move on.
No, I appreciate your call. Thank you, buddy.
He's he makes a lot of sense. You know, I just think that we would have liked this to be smoother. And it doesn't help that Bam is also struggling a little bit.
Right. No, agreed.
Right. And so, and you add all those pieces, and then you look at the way Tyler's been playing, then Jimmy comes back and he don't shoot. So what do you, it seems to be, this whole situation seems to be having more effect on the team than just Jimmy and the Heat. Right?
I'm sure it's weighed on everybody. I'm sure everybody's, right. I'm sure everybody's exhausted because, you know, and I think, look, as soon as Bam got his extension and Jimmy did not, if you didn't think that was gonna, if you didn't think that was gonna be a problem, you're high as a kite. Like I don't know, and I understand what the age is, but if you're Jimmy Butler and you've thought, hey, all these years I'm one, he's two. You paid two, you didn't pay one. You know, and the Heat are gonna sit here.
He's 35.
I know. Well, I know, dude. But like, you know, he's a superstar athlete. You think that he's thinking about age there?
Can I? Do you think he would have more of an argument if he had played 65-plus games the last 2 years?
Well, that's totally fair. And I think from the Heat's perspective, they're like, hey, man, cool, but now we're going on 1 year. You've missed a third of this year, you know?
Right. So everything that Jimmy thinks could be accurate. But he didn't do anything to disparage how Pat Riley feels about his situation. Nothing. So if Jimmy is 100% accurate in what he believes, like, hey, I'm the face, I do this, I do that. The one knock that Pat Riley had on him was he doesn't play enough games.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We'll get to your calls if you're on hold. Back after this. Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. I'm supposed to take my son to his first Heat game tomorrow. You think Jimmy Butler will be on the roster?
I think the roster, yeah. The court, no.
He won't play tomorrow, is what you're saying. Nope.
So my question is, are they going to let your ass in the building?
I got tickets. I mean, my credential still works. I have not been I wasn't escorted out yesterday.
Yeah, not yet.
You know.
Wait, how about this one? I got Charms.
You got Charms? Oh, for, yeah. What'd you say? You thought you went to Dallas?
Yeah.
Can you be careful, okay, dude?
I did. So I made sure I checked because it said 11 hours, and I'm like, well, that don't make sense.
Wade County says, right. take your son after the game, after the trade deadline when they pick a direction. No, we're going to go. We're going to go. I mean, he's bringing his best friend. We're going to have a great time.
Tell you what never disappoints, 601.
Isn't that a bar?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a restaurant, too. Restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah, that part. You know, they have...
I mean, he likes chicken tenders. Do I really have to go to 601?
You know what? That's fair. For thinking he'd want pork belly tacos, that's my fault.
Man. Yeah, I know. I'm going to be like, all right, let's see how this is going to go. I'm going to teach him about tall time. Man.
Oh.
Tall time?
Tall time work,
man,
dude.
Khalil had that three ball going last night. Almost brought us back, huh? I thought that Terry Rozier should have gotten an and one.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was an offensive foul. I thought Spo should have challenged that.
Bad night for Spo.
You know, Spo wants to take those home with him.
I guess so, right? Like, he's like looking at the bench. I'm like, Spo, you're down 12. Why not just, you know? I don't understand this. We have one coach who coaches football. He can't wait to be wrong at challenges. And we have one coach who doesn't even want to try. Yeah. You know? Paul Maurice, that's who I trust.
Oh, yeah.
That's a man who can challenge.
Yeah.
That's a man. Why is Ricardo calling back? Ricardo,
He has a lot of points.
Tobes, gang, I'm back.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I had to get back in here because I didn't get to say everything I wanted to say.
Oh,
and
by
I
all means.
Correct, because the comment section was out here saying that I was day drinking for what I was saying.
Oh, wow.
So.
Were you?
Yeah, pretty
much. Are you day drinking?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
But I'm saying this, my heart is in the right place. Okay? I want what's best for the team, and I love Jimmy Butler.
I love Jimmy Butler.
He's taking us too far, and with such little pieces around him that we essentially, as an organization, I feel like we're letting him down to a degree as well, regardless of what's going on. But ultimately, I do think that it's just a matter of like just figuring it out.
This guy's definitely day drinking.
He is totally drunk.
Creighton, do better than that.
Please, Creighton.
Creighton? I guess he can't.
So far, so good.
I guess he can't do better than that.
He come back and thought he was going to add some points. You're not doing a radio show. You can't explain your takes.
He was dangerous.
You don't get to come back.
Yeah. Well, it's our fault for putting his ass on.
Jay, what's up, Jay? Hello, Jay. All right, great. Everybody's paying attention today. Jay, Smitty, hello. Man.
Hey, Tobin Leroy.
How radio you professional there. Miami? Smitty knows how to get on the air. Hey, what's up, Smitty?
Living the American dream.
Are you excited for your Jazz to come into town on Saturday?
No, I'm going to be excited when my Heat come out here to play, and I get to watch my Panthers and Heat back to back.
That's true. They're both going to be out at the same time.
Back to back. I got my very old hockey stick ticket from the very first game. I'm hoping I can get some players to sign it.
That's pretty awesome, Smitty. All right. How are you feeling about this old Jimmy thing?
Good question.
Yep.
We got to understand one thing. People, and one caller said it. This is a business. Jimmy's at a certain age, and before I go anywhere else, Jimmy, I love you. I think you're a great player. You've done real good over here. It's a business. You're 36 years old. I understand Riley, but also Riley, what have you done lately? I don't know if people run. He just hasn't done it. What have you brought? You didn't bring Jimmy any pieces, really, that he needed. We never have been able to do that. And I think it's a playing game on both sides where Jimmy's done. There's no reconciling over here. And you're killing the locker room right now. The locker room, when we had that fight the other day, that brought the team close.
I agree,
and then
man.
You brought Jimmy back.
I thought Vibes were going to be high after that.
Thank you very much. You're correct. But then you brought Jimmy back. You messed it up again. And Spo, I don't know what you're doing. You're in like la-la land. When that fight was going on, I thought you saw you standing on the sidelines. Dude, get your butt in there. What was that one guy with the Knicks?
You want him to go in like Van Gundy?
Yeah, Van Gundy.
Man.
No, but, you know, he's made a lot of mistakes this year. And I just a couple games. Please, a couple of games. Start Ware at center. Put Bam at power forward. Just try for a couple of games already.
Maybe put Bam at small forward and put Nico at power forward. You know what I'm saying, baby? Tall time!
You know what? I don't know what to say about how... I don't really think there's anything I can say about the way Spo's handling. Because... his job is to coach basketball, and when your best player won't play, it puts him in a tough spot.
I know what Spo's going to do. If he really thinks that this is what Jimmy's going to do, he's going to bench him. He won't play him. If that's what it comes down to, that dude has done that. He's frozen out guys with big contracts before. He doesn't care.
Remember, who was it? Whiteside. Got that big old extension and was coming off the bench.
Right. Whiteside. And I'm not comparing, obviously, what Whiteside or Deion or James Johnson have done. I agree. I love what Jimmy has done. I'm the idiot. I'm the one who wants to spend Monopoly money just to make him happy. But I just want to be clear. Part of it was because I knew this was going to happen. Like, this was part of the thing. Like, if you didn't think this was going to be inevitable, if the Heat thought that Jimmy Butler... wasn't going to go Jimmy Butler. All right, maybe the talks were going to be good because Jimmy thought eventually he'd get somewhere he wants to be. But for them to not realize and Pat really not to think that this was a possibility by not paying him, whether you agree with it or not, I mean, that's just naive on their part.
Here's the problem I have with you.
What?
You're saying if people didn't expect Jimmy Butler to be Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. But those people are the Heat.
We have more... of an idea of what the hell Pat Riley is,
mm-hmm.
right? There was hope.
But here's the but
there was hope that maybe Jimmy was going to do the things he said he was going to do.
But that's okay?
No way in hell Pat Riley was going to change.
Yeah, but that's an organizational arrogance, right? Isn't that that's the blind spot on their part of thinking, "Oh, but we're the Heat and we've done good things and we're like at some point you guys had to realize like, hey, it's still going to be business. He's not going to get Dwayne Waded. He's not going to allow you to just be like, "All right, I guess it's over." You know, maybe you thought pie in the sky.
Maybe they have a rule, or maybe we're not giving an extension to a 35-year-old.
Okay, that's fine. But if that's the case, then they should have realized that disaster was going to strike at some point,
and be ahead of the game. And
right, okay. That's where Pat Riley That's where Pat Riley missed.
Right.
I mean, other than also, you know,
maybe he's mad. Maybe he's mad that he listened to Jimmy.
Maybe. Maybe.
The way Jimmy was talking before the season started. Maybe he's mad at that.
You know.
Because guess what? You probably should have known something was up when he came to Media Day late.
Probably.
So think about
it.
Think about how these things are starting to play out. And now you're going back and trying to tie them all together. Plane should've, got delayed.
Should have known
something. Really? It's your own plane.
Should have known something when he showed up looking like the Joker last night. Molotov cocktail onto the court.
You refuse to say came looking like the Celtics.
Jimmy, how would you describe how you felt?
Oh, it could. Hey, that could have been that too. Another great shoulder off. He did come looking like the Celtics.
How you felt about your performance and focus tonight?
I felt great. I feel like I was focused. I feel like I did my job, or what at least my job is now.
When you say what your job is now, we're sort of not used to see you standing in the corner for extended periods like that. Is that a change in the team approach that has cast you that way? And for you to be your best version of yourself, can that be your role and you thrive to the best of your ability?
It can be my role here. But, I mean, that's not what I'm used to being. I haven't been that since, I don't know, my first, second, third year in the league, where I just went out there and played defense. But I competed. I guarded. I tried not to let my man score. But that's what I'm doing now.
Not well.
Well, Coach was in here saying he wants to get you more on the point and get you more activated. So is that something that you're amenable to? And is that something that might be necessary to get you back closer to the top of your game and your form?
That ain't going to fix it.
We'll get more from Jimmy Butler. But that was...
Hey. Now, Ira, you my guy. You go in there and you try to use the big words and all that. But did you listen to what Jimmy said? That ain't gonna fix it. You should immediately said so. What's the issue?
We'll get to more Jimmy Butler. We got to take a break. Obviously. Lots to come here. We're streaming live, YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM, and on the Odyssey app. Back after this.